We're praising God, worshiping Him, but at the same time, we're dying inside.
You know, this. You know, what one thinks of Slavs as stoic, and one thinks of the Irish as party people. That's the stereotype. But in actual fact, the Irish aren't really like that. The Irish are more like the Slavs than you think. G.K. Chesterton, the writer, said, "God bless the pagan Irish, for they have made God mad. For all their wars are happy, and all their songs are sad." And I think, you know, there is a propensity for war, for cultures that have been born out of excess war, like the Slavs, like the Irish, like the Jewish Yiddish cultures. There is a propensity to write and to dwell on your songs of mourning. And then also, you guys have some things in your more recent history that would be more stoic influences. And then parts of Presbyterianism were actually quite stoic as well. So the Scotch-Irish sing psalms about rejoicing to go up into the house of the Lord. And you have to just look mad while you're singing it. So, you know, I don't think you're the only people with that culture. That's the first comment. Secondly, obviously what you know already, joy in the Lord is a deep-rooted thing of peace. So people often, certainly in the older generation among the Irish, can be people who are deeply satisfied in the Lord, deeply at peace in the Lord, and going to church to sing is the highlight of their week, but they don't necessarily show it on their faces just because they haven't. So I, you know, that's just part of what has been the culture. And I don't think trying to make people change that, I don't think that's necessarily worrying, or trying to force them to change that at the age of, you know, 65, 75 is necessarily a worthy exercise, to be frank. But we do live in the 21st century. We are people in the 21st century. We are much more in touch with our emotions and how we express our emotions. So you're right to say there is a problem, because if we look sad, or even sad verging on mean, when we sing to the Lord or when we welcome somebody into church, I think that's a problem. And I think the answer in how I try to encourage people on that is twofold. One is to look beyond ourselves, to almost self-forgetfulness, where we just understand the goodness and the greatness of the Lord and His love for us. And as that goes deeper into our hearts, I think in a modern culture, it has to start to show on our faces. And then the second thing is the gentle reminder. So almost that's the carrot. The stick is the gentle reminder. Because if we're more happy that our sports team wins than we are that the joy that the Lord brings us, that